The blue on our adopted map is above the 9 block. It's, so block number 10, both in the 2017 and the 1989 map, block number 10 is the community use. Block number 9 and all the way down to 1, including our block, are both in 89 and in 17 are RM25. So there really is not a Scrivener's error. It's consistent with the Broward County Land Use Plan using GIS is consistent with an 89 map. So I don't feel like there's a Scrivener's error. It's consistent. I mean, we can count the blocks. I don't know how much more clear and good factual evidence we can have and want to see before us. I mean, the staff took a look at the city maps, and I admit the city maps were all over the place. But in law, whether or not the city maps are what they are, the law requires us to look at the county maps and completely ignore and not put higher emphasis on the city maps. That is law in Florida. So, you know, it's pretty clear to me that if we're going to abide by Florida law, the county charter, chapter 163 and its processes, and the facts that show 9 blocks of RM25 in both maps, then how can we find anything different than the fact that whether we like it or not, the actual law in Broward County is that block number 9, our block in question, was RM25 in 1989 and it's RM25 in 2017. Both are the adopted formal ordinance maps of the county. How can we go against the law that the county has passed?
Thank you, Mayor Lee.
So,
Mayor Hardin?
Thank you,
Mayor
Chair. Appreciate that. Now, just out of curiosity, Ms. Blake Boyd, if we as the council decided to punt this issue, and I'm sure it would be taken up to the county commission level. If we were turned down or affirmed what our staff has said, it'd be kicked up to the county commission. Would that be correct? I mean, potentially.
Potentially, if City of Hollywood asks the county commission for that.
Right. And would the information given to the county commission be any different than the information given to us?
I would say this. I likely wouldn't be in charge of presenting the agenda item. It would likely be managed through, I don't know if Maite's listening, from the county attorney's office, but by the county attorney's office. But we would certainly provide all of the information. You know, we could submit the presentation, but the presentation, part of it is the discussion, right? It's not just the pictures of the story. And I'm sure Hollywood, I don't know, they may do the same. So I can't control that, right? It would be some version of the
That's
information
a possibility,
that we submitted
yes.
here. And then I don't know how the presentation part would work at the county commission, right? Because I am there to answer questions, basically.
Mr. Miller.
I just want to make a comment following up on the mayor's comment. The Broward County Charter states that this determination is to be made here with a right of appeal to Correct. The county commission. So, you know, when we
I was going to make that point, but yeah, I appreciate you making that point. But that is a very important point. We just think we could, this is not the beginning. This is supposed to be where the determination
right.
is made.
And, you know, just because someone has a right of appeal doesn't mean you say, well, then let the next people decide.
Yeah, well, and you
have legal counsel here, so if there are legal issues that you have questions about, that's why you have legal counsel. When we go to the county commission, they're going to have legal counsel. I think your legal counsel is just as good as theirs.
No, but this planning council, and this is because I want to build this council up, because you do important stuff. You are the keeper of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very significant thing. You are the keeper of the plan. County Commission really relies on you. So, but not to say that they wouldn't have something, but you know, be able to handle it. But this council, as I think the chair tried to point out, you're the keeper of the plan.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
Why it's coming to you.
Yeah, I just want for the public's edification out there or education out there, in case you don't know, people have been talking about above our pay grade. We don't get paid at all for this, okay? So we don't get paid a dime for doing this. This
yeah, is pretty
this
much above, anything would be above your pay grade.
Right.
Point.
Under that criteria, everything is.
But with all due respect, I do disagree with the saying that it's above our pay grade. I mean, as our council just said, We are here for a purpose. Yeah, if we decide we want to kick it to the county commission, that's not really an option for us. That would be an option for somebody else. The question before us is really, do we agree with staff's interpretation or do we agree with the city of Hollywood's interpretation? That's really what's before us. Not, okay, well, it's above our pay grade. That's not really an option here. So that's, you know.
Thank you for your clarification, Mayor.
Yeah, I think, and I agree with what the chair had said, that we are here to make these types of decisions. And with all due respect to our county commissioners, I don't think if we either made a determination to affirm staff or affirm Hollywood, I don't think we are going to be diminishing the planning council or the staff for the planning council. I think staff does a wonderful job, and I think the council does a great job. So, you know, it's saying that somehow a decision in one way or the other is going to diminish the thought process or the thoughts that people have for this council or staff, I disagree completely. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Mayor Gomez, and then I have Mayor Raley.
Well, it's mostly a ditto. We're neutral here.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I do have to hit this one. We're neutral here. There's no benefit either way for us on this dais to go from one side or another. And I think one of the reasons why we are the council that makes the final decision versus advisory is to remove politics from going to the county. We have no vested interest. I mean, most of us do, you know, but, and we are here to make the hard decisions, and we are here to simply do map legal, not legalese, but determinations. And that's what we're asked to do all the time. And even if our decisions and some of our comments may not be popular, that's why we were appointed to be here, because the county commission trusts in us to be able to look at things, interpret things, and determine things.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor Raley.
Thank you. I do want to commend the presentations, the presenters. You did a fabulous job. Staff, thank you. The respect and the dignity that you brought to this discussion was above any expectations. Thank you so much. There is one, really, thank you. And I want to thank the residents that showed up today as well for your interest. Thank you. But there is one issue that I can't quite get over. The fact that a deed has a designated use. And I know we're not supposed to use that.
Andy, do you want to weigh in just for the record? I just want to make sure. Andy, please weigh in here.
She was acknowledging that. And really, do not let that.
I just don't want to prejudice.
Yeah, see, if you do that, I know it's hard. It's like saying ignore that evidence in the trial or something. But you really have to not consider that. And I hate telling you how to make your decision in that regard. But that's something you cannot let affect.
I just don't want to prejudice
okay,
any
thank
decision
you.
You make.
Thank
that's
you. I appreciate that.
That's why I interrupted
that.
You, okay?
Okay. No, it's fine. Thank you.
Mayor Raley, anything else?
No. No, thank you.
Thank you for your comments. I have Commissioner Fisher, then Councilmember Hoyland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, just to reiterate that if an appeal would happen, it would obviously come to the commission and we would handle it at that point. Andy, did you, in your advice to staff, did you take in consideration these counting of blocks and these controlling laws that we have heard from the city of Hollywood? Because that concerns me that, do we take in all the information and advise staff legally that staff is indeed correct in this?
Well, I did not take into the effect of the counting of the blocks at the time when it first started. I became acquainted with it later. But I offered the framework for which staff would work. And the framework would be Scrivener's errors. And again, that comport with all, you know, not for the purpose of being creative and changing things, but a Scrivener's error to reflect what really happened. That's the key connection.
That's my point, is our legal counsel has interpreted this, that the staff is correct.
We're both here at the table, and I support them 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Councilmember Horwath.
Very quickly, I just wanted to say on the record, because I did follow Mayor Castillo, and I don't believe that a supporting the staff's position is by any way, because we will make a decision either way here. Yes. This is a neutral body. I don't see it as us shirking our duties and punting it, as I've heard, to the county commission. A decision will be made, but you know, when we listen to all of this, it almost sounds a little bit to be based about he said, she said, you know, my map's better than your map, and we do need to make that determination. So I just wanted to be clear about that. I don't think that anybody here believes that we are not in a position to accurately make that decision. So thank you, Mr. Chair, for the extra time.
Thank you, Councilmember. I know you don't believe that, so thank you. Further discussion. Mayor Levy.
Let me just close by.
Chair.
Mayor Ryan.
Chair, before.
Yes, Mayor Ryan.
Just before Mayor Levy closes, I know that we.
I'm actually going to close. So just to be clear, Mayor Levy, I haven't spoken yet. So, but Mayor Ryan, go ahead. Mayor Ryan,
thank
go
you,
ahead.
Chair. I just heard. I'll do that now. First, I want to thank Mr. Mealy for his presentation. I want to echo the comments and observations of Member Horwath and others. The letter that referenced what I think was borderline scurrilous, not authored by Mr. Mealy. He's too much of a gentleman to do that. The suggestion that staff, after public pressure, after years of working through this, would reverse or withdraw a confirmation is just unfair. I want to thank the work of staff, who are the keeper of the plan, as has been said, but ultimately it is our decision. Mayor Levy, as always, is incredibly talented and persuasive. The legal issues have been staked out. This is not an effort on my part to punt. It is always difficult when you see spirited support by one of our fellow members, and frankly, of any city that has strong support for a position, but that never should interfere with them. I am not in support of the motion. I am in support of the work of our staff after years of looking at this, and note that this is not a process or a decision-making recommendation that was done instantaneously or without deep commitment to engagement of all the parties. But I don't see enough to reject that presentation and ultimate recommendation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mayor Ryan. Mayor Levy.
I just want to, as the board continues to deliberate, I want to refocus our attention to the question of, was there a Scrivener's error? If we look at our two binding, legally adopted Broward County land use maps that everyone, including Andy, will agree are the binding documents, both 1989 and 2017, both of them have 9 blocks that are below the community CF, whether it says CF in 1989 or it colors it blue and yellow in 2017, both maps consistently show 9 blocks that are RM25 below the community uses. And so the maps are consistent. And so when you look at, well, where is the Scrivener's error in the county's maps? If we have two consistent maps, you know, what is it, 30 years apart, and if there was, and the legal process requires that if there is a Scrivener's error, it comes through as a plan amendment, and there hasn't been one since 2017, then I think the only legal finding by this board is that, consistent with these two supportive to one another consistent maps, that the 9 blocks are RM25, and our subject site happens to be block number 9, which again, both in 89 and in 17, are RM25. That's a factual finding. I think it's supported by the two maps. And it's our determination here to look at, you know, is there a Scrivener's error in between those two? No, there isn't. And then on top of that, well, what Florida law, when there is a Scrivener's error, how does it get corrected? Through a plan amendment. And we don't have that on the books. So what we're left with legally is the 2017 map. And so I'll leave it to you, everyone. I hope that you understand what I'm pointing out, that the legal map says RM25, and that we're bound by it for the sake of the trust in the maps that our cities rely on every day, you know, always. We rely on the county map. If the county map can just be administratively revised, then what is the map worth? We have to go by what's adopted, and it's on the county. It's on the county to amend the map when they find things, if they find things, and that's a process. And there hasn't been an amendment here. So what we have again is the consistent 89 and 2017 maps. So asking everybody to find that the motion is proper. That you know the facts are the facts, and that's it. It's RM25. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Mayor Levy. I'm going to close out council discussion with my own thoughts here. First of all, I couldn't reiterate more of the points that are made about our staff. I have done review after review after review, and you've seen what I've said about our staff. They're second to none in any group I work with, anywhere. So what I'm about to say has no reflection on our staff. I want to be clear, because I work hand in glove with Barb and Andy. So to me, this comes down to the very fact, when we're looking at the maps, the Hollywood maps are almost irrelevant to me. And they have been irrelevant from the beginning. I know we looked at them, but that's not what we don't judge if the Hollywood map is right or wrong. That's not our job. We're not members of the Planning and Zoning Board of Hollywood. So for us, our job is to look at the maps that we have had and have had since 77, 89, 2017, have all shown some type of residential and went from the 50 to the 25. And this is medium high 25 up in 2017. That's the maps that we have. And that's the only thing we can really look at, in my opinion. So to me, the deed, can't consider. Not even thinking about it. It's one of those things that are there, but we can't consider that. The issue that all these folks came out is just wonderful to see that these folks really care about it, and there is going to be a place for them to talk about what they want to see at that project. I don't think it's here today regarding this. They supported staff, and that's wonderful. I see this as very clear, much more clear than I think many of you do. I did not see this as a Scrivener's error, because a Scrivener's error would mean that something was wrong and it just came up. You put it wrong. That was supposed to be an in or an on, not an on and in, right? So those are Scrivener's error. To me, this is a land use map that we have relied on for nearly 40 years. And it's been changed, and the new one is 2017. So with no disrespect to staff, I happen to agree with my colleague, Mayor Levy, completely, that this is something that we should make a determination on, that should have come to us. It shouldn't just been moving colors on a map and said this is a Scrivener's error. I would have not, if this was, if we knew the ramifications of all that and see it now, hindsight's everything, I'm sure staff would have probably brought it to us too at that time. You know, this was something that they considered a Scrivener's error. I do not. That would mean we'd had to do something purposefully and then change it. This was done throughout time until 2023, when it was changed on the map without this board. So to me, I do support Mayor Levy's motion. I support it for the reasons that I mentioned, and I do believe we have all the information, and I do want to reiterate, Mr. Mealy and Ms. Blake Boy, your camaraderie is evident, and I appreciate that very much. So I'm done speaking. So I'm going to call the question. I'm going to actually do a roll call vote, please. The motion on the table, as made by Mayor Levy, was to direct the Planning Council staff to issue a revised interpretation.
consistent with the 2017 land use map.
Thank you. So in other words, a no vote would be to support staff's map.
That's correct. Staff's interpret.
It doesn't automatically do it. You have to come back with a vote.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You have to come back for a vote.
So this vote, that's correct. So this vote is just.
This vote, yes.
I got it.
This vote is on that motion.
A yes is to approve the motion.
A yes is to approve the motion that is basically agreeing with Hollywood.
And the 2017 land use map.
And the 2017 land use map.
Referring it back to staff for an opinion, for an interpretation consistent with the appeal.
Right.
Correct. Please call the roll.
Felicia Brunson?
No.
Mayor Castillo?
No.
Commissioner Lamar P. Fisher?
Yes.
Mr. Adam M. Geller?
No.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan Greenberg?
No.
Mayor Rex Harden?
Yes.
Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland?
No.
Mayor Josh Levy?
Yes.
Commissioner Letitia Newbold?
No.
Mayor Jackie Rayleigh?
No.
Mr. David Rosenoff?
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan?
No.
School Board Member Alan Zeman?
No.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.?
Yes. I get the motion fails 9-6. Dr. Zeman.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation with a clear understanding that our county commission can receive a request for a reinterpretation of this issue.
We have a motion from Dr. Zeman, second from Ms. Greenberg.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, I respect the doctor's second part of his motion, but with the understanding it can go to the commission, that's up to the city to do that. So I don't know that that should be part of the motion.
I agree. I think that was just his reasoning on that. The motion is to affirm the staff.
I'm not saying that, because I just want to make sure that it's up to them to bring it to us.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarification. Okay. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Karen, please call the roll again.
Mayor Felicia Brunson? Mayor Angelo Castillo?
Yes.
Commissioner Lamar P. Fisher?
Yes.
Mr. Adam M. Geller?
Yes.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez?
No.
Ms. Ryan Greenberg?
Yes.
Mayor Rex Harden?
Yes.
Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland?
Yes.
Mayor Josh Levy?
Nope.
Commissioner Letitia Newbold?
Yes.
Mayor Jackie Rayleigh?
Yes.
Mr. David Rosenoff?
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan?
Yes.
School Board Member Alan Zeman?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.?
Yes. Motion passes. I have 14-2. There was a 13-3.
13-2.
14-2. 13-2. Thank you. Okay. Motion passes. Any other business, Ms. Blake Boy? Ms. Blake Boy.
Motion for a heater.
Yeah. Good, thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all for your patience. Thank you all for coming today. We appreciate your attendance. We appreciate again the congeniality of this group. So thank you all very much.
Right. Reminder: no meeting next month. Your next meeting will be April 23rd.